Welcome to Lectio. Thanks for finding a few minutes in your busy day to join me as we turn towards God and rest in His presence for a few minutes. I'm glad to do this with you. The first thing that we do with Lectio is we find a comfortable position so that you can relax and yet still remain alert. To help yourself settle into this place, to help your mind relax and not be thinking about a thousand other things you need to do. Focus on your breath, just breathing in and out, settling in this place, and get into that rhythm of your breath. If you get distracted at any time, go back to your breath and focus on you in this place. God is here with us. He's here in this moment. So we want to be in this moment too, so that we can be with Him. Jesus, thank you that you are our Emmanuel, the God who is with us. We're reminded that you fill the space around us and that you are our closest companion. So in these moments, help us to turn towards you, to recognize your presence, and to hear your voice. Our scripture today is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. And as I read it, listen for a word or a phrase that jumps out at you, something that you notice. And it doesn't have to be the main theme of the verses. It's just a word that God's bringing to your attention because it has something to do with you and your life and what God wants to speak to you about. So notice a word or a phrase as I'm reading. And after I'm done reading, I'll hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence. And during that time, just hold on to that word. You don't have to explore it or think about it. God's going to do that work for you. Just notice. Isaiah 9, 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from this time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. as I read the scripture this next time, explore that word with your imagination. Think about it with your senses. How does it connect? Where does it intersect with your life? Isaiah 9:2-7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and this time listen for an invitation from God to you. Know that it's an invitation. You don't have to. God never forces us to do anything. But he's inviting you to be more than what you are at this moment, to a new thought, a new way of being, a new relationship with him, some piece of transformation. And if it doesn't fit with the original word that jumped out at you, but as I read it, something, there's another invitation, then go ahead and follow that invitation. Don't worry if it doesn't connect up with the initial shimmering word. Isaiah 9:2-7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Now the time for pondering and thinking and imaginative senses is done, and it's time to rest and enjoy God's company. He's been speaking to you, and now he just wants to be with you. So this is the time to remember who we are and whose we are, and not focus on what we're going to do. Just be. So rest in the presence of God and allow yourself to simply be. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted. Gently reconnect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. As always, consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you have experienced in your prayer to help you remember. You would think that when we have an encounter with the Holy Almighty God of the universe, we would remember, but we forget so quickly. So write it down or do something to help you remember. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.